is your guy, 'cause you can't lose a broken heart. If you ever break up, then try to make up. It's tough to make a brand new start. Take a walk, think it over, while strolling neath the moon. Don't say things in December you may regret in June.
When most of us think of Marilyn Monroe, it's her sex appeal, not her singing ability, that comes to mind first. And yet, the actress's legacy includes some 30 songs that she performed on screen during her movie career. Now, we're not listening to her right now. We're listening to jazz vocalist Rebecca Kilgore, who is currently reinterpreting many of the Monroe songs during a show she's called Some Like It Hot, the Music of Marilyn Monroe. And she's backed by the Harry Allen Quartet tonight through Saturday at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency. I'm very pleased that it has brought her to our show today. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So is Marilyn Monroe a better singer than she's been given credit for?
Oh, I believe so, yes. She was she sang in tune. She had good time. She had a lot of integrity about the lyrics. Very lilting style.
I wonder about blonde sex symbols. Mae West, many people feel, was a pretty great singer.
I can't comment on that. Not familiar enough with her singing.
So why do you think that until now Marilyn's singing has been given so little attention?
Oh, gosh, because there are so many other things we think of when we think of her. She was such a tortured soul there's so many ways you can interpret her life, and it's just singing doesn't really come up, but I wish it would. I hope it does.
And she was just gorgeous.
What can you say?
You performed Some Like It Hot, the song from which your show takes its title, and it's interesting to note that the song wasn't included in the movie.
Isn't that...
Was it edited out?
It was never included, and what I did was I listened to the movie, you know, very intently, and I found that it's played instrumentally for about 8 bars. And that's it. I don't know why that was.
Well, they do have her singing in the film. She does rather nicely.
I for some reason, that song was discarded. Who knows?
What did she sing? Did she just do standards? I saw this film recently again,
but
I've forgotten what she sang.
She sang, "I Want to Be Loved by You," "Boop, Boop, Be Doop," "I'm Through with Love," and "Running Wild."
Some pretty great songs.
Yeah.
Have her performances of "Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend" and Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and that old Black Magic from Bus Stop been overshadowed by the breathy and flirty rendition of Happy Birthday, Mr. President?
Oh, gosh. Well, everyone asked me if I was going to sing that, but of course, no. That was not so much as a song she was singing as much as a performance art.
Well, that had more to do with the fact that they were having a secret affair.
A very secret affair. And, oh, what did Kennedy said after that? I've never had Happy Birthday sung to me in such a wholesome way.
That was just 3 months before she died.
It was. And she was fired after that from the movie Something's Gotta Give because of not showing up. And then they didn't want her to go to Madison Square Garden to sing that song. And she did anyway, and so that was just the last straw, I think.
When you're doing songs that were inspired by somebody else, earlier you did Billie Holiday, for example, do you have to find a way to sing the material without lapsing into the style but still refer to the person that you're honoring?
Absolutely. It's a very fine line because I am so inspired by their renditions. But the more I sing the songs, the more I put more of my own feeling into it. But it's very difficult. It's, you know, you start off imitating, but I really don't want to do that.
Well, the big problem is when there is a great version of a song, it sits in the back of your head as the version.
Absolutely.
There are certain songs that I will only, no matter who sings them, I'll always feel that they're being done wrong because Billie Holiday did it better or Dinah Washington.
Exactly. And if people still hear that version of Marilyn Monroe singing Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, you know, so that's fine. I'm not going to reinvent the song.
We opened with something from a CD you did in that tribute to Billie Holiday and Lester Young. Mm-hmm. Are there any plans to do something similar with Marilyn Monroe?
We sure hope to. We sure hope to get a recording and play other venues. It would be great.
I understand that performing this material was originally Harry Allen's idea, but you weren't sure that it was right for you.
Yeah, I was aghast when he mentioned it, and I should ask him what made him think of it. I don't know, but...
He's a wonderful jazz player.
Oh, he's the best. Anyway, I just was so afraid that people would expect a visual comparison or, you know, expect me to look like Marilyn Monroe, but...
You can't wear a special wig?
No, it would take a lot more than that. But anyway, the more I thought about it, I have always liked Marilyn Monroe's singing, and... You know, it turned out to be a lot of fun.
You've said that you have a passion for discovering songs, that uncovering a great song is like falling in love. But most of the songs that Marilyn sang are quite well known, aren't they?
Well, not all of them. I managed to find one called She Acts Like a Woman Should, and that was never in a movie. It was just recorded for RCA Records. And boy, I fell in love with that. I had never heard that. And then there were some of the less obscure ones, less known ones, and I can't think of one that right now, but yeah.
Well, how many songs are you singing altogether during the show?
I think about 13.
Out of around 30 that she recorded.
Yeah, I wasn't really taken with the songs from River of No Return. They kind of have a country feel.
That was fairly early in the career, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
But she sang them great. She even played guitar on one, I think.
It's interesting that she sang in so many of these films. You know, we don't think of her in that regard, and yet her whole career, she's singing songs.
Yeah.
She must have thought of herself as a singer to some degree.
That's a good question. Her first singing role was in a movie called Ladies of the Chorus, and she sang two songs. And I guess it was a musical, and they had to do something with her. She wasn't the star, but they did that with her.
And they didn't have somebody else do the voice
and have
her lip sync.
I found that Marnie Nixon was asked to completely overdub everything in Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. In Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. And someone had a change of heart, fortunately, and she just did a few high notes for her.
Well, there was also Jane Russell singing that.
My
guest is Rebecca Kilgore, who is doing a show at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency called Some Like It Hot, the music of Marilyn Monroe. And I read that Marilyn was a great fan and friend of Ella Fitzgerald, and that she studied Fitzgerald's recordings while she was preparing for her own vocal roles.
Mm-hmm. Her coach and pianist, Hal Schaefer, said, okay, you want to learn to sing jazz? Listen to the best. Listen to Ella Fitzgerald. Here's a record. Listen to it 100 times. And so Marilyn was a big, big fan of Ella Fitzgerald's.
Is that something that happened to you? You grew up during the rock and roll era. You wound up a jazz singer who I suspect was influenced by people like Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Anita O'Day.
You hit the nose right on the head. I was kind of out of step with my peers, and but so be it. I grew up in Boston, and there was a disc jockey there who played that music, and that's when I heard that, I just went in that direction.
Even though you were a guitarist, you could have easily have moved in the Joan Baez, Judy Collins
direction. Yeah, that's where I started.
Do you play guitar when you're performing ever?
I used to a lot. I was in a little swing group, and I played rhythm guitar, but I hardly do it anymore.
In doing something like this, did you wind up going to see every one of Marilyn's films that she sang in? I mean, how much research did you do?
I did a lot of research. I watched almost all of them. The Prince and the Showgirl was not a fun movie to watch. And it's funny, there's a song that is credited to her, but I cannot believe it's her singing. It sounds so operatic. And there was also a movie called A Ticket to Tomahawk from about 1949 or 50, and she sang, "Oh, what a forward young man you are." But the movie is not published. I couldn't find it anywhere. So,
some of the songs you say you felt were too schmaltzy.
Yeah. Well, I can't think of an example, but Happy Birthday is the one that comes to mind.
So you're including songs from Let's Make Love, There's No Business Like Show Business.
And Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and gee, is that it?
Well, those are all pretty good.
Yeah.
She did not sing in All About Eve. I'm very disappointed about that. I've read that you prepared for the show long distance. You were at home in Portland while Harry Allen and his quartet were still here in New York.
Yes. Well, thanks to the beauty of email, we were shuffling lead sheets back and forth and correcting them and oh, have you heard this version? And
sending... But you can't rehearse that way, can you? Or do you, can you rehearse through Skype?
No, you can pre-rehearse. You can talk about when you're going to rehearse. So actually, as soon as I got to New York, that was the top of my agenda, was get together with Harry Allen and rehearse.
And how important is that for a jazz singer? Because we are all improvising.
Well, it's very important because you have to know how you're going to start and how you're going to end each song, basically.
The show opened last night. Did you get a good reaction?
We got a great reaction. Very positive reviews and happy audience.
You've also, this is, if you do a Marilyn Monroe album, it'll be your 50th, I gather.
Will it?
Yeah.
Oh,
you've been either leader or featured vocalist on 49 albums.
My gosh.
And you've been wandering around 16 labels.
Really? Boy, thanks for that information. I'm always skeptical when people say, oh, I have all your recordings, because I don't think so. There are some pretty obscure ones out there.
In speaking to jazz artists, they generally don't have all their own recordings. Oh. In fact, many jazz musicians tell me they can't stand to hear themselves on record because what they hear is all the missed opportunities.
I am one of those people. When I'm at a friend's house and they say, well, we're going to hear some of your work, I say, turn it off. Let's hear something else.
We recently had Barbara Sinatra here, and she said Frank would listen to everybody but himself at home.
Wow. Well, conversely, I heard that Jimmy Rushing would put on his own records when people came over. Let's listen to this.
Well, Jimmy Rushing is one of my favorite singers. So
yeah, mine too.
Maybe he was one of his own favorite singers. Rebecca Kilgore will be presenting Some Like It Hot, the music of Marilyn Monroe at Feinstein's at Lowe's Regency through this coming Saturday. All shows start at 8:30, and the club is located at 540 Park Avenue at 61st Street. You can find out more information, reservations, and the like by going to our show page at WNYC.org. And we're going to go out with the song Loads of Love from your latest CD, Love Fest, at the Pizzarelli Party.
Oh, I love that CD.
Some conversation and loads of lovely love. The dumb ones go for quantity. The wise ones go for quality. I've got the answer now. It's not how much, it's how. I do not ask for this, I guess. It all boils down to this, I guess. I just...